Shannon Light is a nurse and oversees the O Positive Artist Clinic. And can I call you Nurse Light?
Yes, please do.
You are, what is a traveling nurse?
We are, so I have a specialty, which is critical care. So that's ICU, trauma, exciting things like that. And once you develop that specialty, you can really travel around to any hospital in the country. So I'm licensed in California and Massachusetts. And so I'll go to a hospital and work a little contract here and there, 13 weeks usually at a time.
All right. So you go where you need it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And how did you get involved with the O Positive Festival?
Oh, actually, it was Ruthie Unger after a show in 2011. She was just chatting with people, and she handed me a postcard and said, "You have to go. Last year, Mike and I got our teeth fixed, and this is just amazing." And actually, I'm a musician, too, so just the marriage of art and music and also trying to bridge that gap and get as many people connected to healthcare as we can, it was just a no-brainer for me.
All right.
So I've been involved ever since.
Tomorrow night in Newburgh is Trends in Opioid Use, Treatment, and Harm Reduction at Gritworks, 115 Broadway, Newburgh, starting at 5:15. What is this forum all about, Shannon?
Well, you know, opioid use, it's a huge issue for us here in the Hudson Valley, all over the country, and overdoses especially. I think we've all been touched by losing someone so senselessly. So we want to talk about this. We want to put a lot of information out there. We want to give people the latest about treatment options in the area. And then also we want to talk harm reduction, which is it's a progressive view. It's a place where we need to go as a country with our drug policy, with our treatment of people who use drugs. So we're talking about all of those things. We have a wonderful panel. And then we're going to get everyone who attends Narcan trained. And Narcan is that opioid antagonist that will help reverse the effects of an opioid if someone is experiencing an overdose. So,
are you using the nasal spray?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
That's exactly. Nice and easy.
Nice and easy.
It's very portable. It's very easy to do.
There you go.
Are people still being treated differently based on their drug of choice? I mean, you see, alcoholics are looked upon differently than meth addicts.
Well, yeah, there are all sorts of stigma. There's, you know, in our country, we've attached this morality to drug use. And what we find is that is really quite detrimental. We lose lives that way. And so it's time to remove morality and humanize everyone who uses any substance and really just keep them safe, right? And guide them to treatment if that's what they want. If they're not ready for treatment, let's just keep them the healthiest that we can.
Are there better, more treatment facilities around? I know there's more. Are there better ones? Are you seeing better ones? Better, you know, treatment available to folks?
Well, I think more options in as far as, especially with opioids, there's medically assisted treatment. So that means starting someone on Suboxone or methadone.
Which is treating a drug with a drug.
Right, but for some people, that could be the way to go, to keep them functioning in society, keep them active in their families, and keeping them working, whatever they need to get through each day.
All right.
That's okay.
But there are better choices. What are the other choices besides Suboxone?
Well, doing a full-on detox.
Yeah.
Some people do choose the abstinence route of staying sober 100%. We want to find what's right for them. What's going to keep them healthy?
So who should be attending? Let's talk about who should be attending after we talk about who's on the panel.
Okay, great. So on the panel, we have Woodstock local favorite physician in the whole entire world, Dr. Maya Hambright. She's fantastic. She's from Maverick Family Health here in Woodstock. Mm-hmm. And then also she's the medical director of Samaritan Daytop Village Cape Road Residential Treatment Program in Ellenville. And she does medically assisted treatment. We also have Sean Tonner. And if people don't know about Hudson Valley Community Services and their syringe exchange program, mm-hmm. they absolutely should know about them. So Sean Tonner is an outreach coordinator from Hudson Valley Community Services syringe exchange program. Deb Green is a program director for RECAP, which is a fantastic organization. They're down in Newburgh. They have a halfway house in Newburgh, and Deb Green runs that program. And then Kathleen Morgan is the chief operations officer of another treatment facility. It's called Honor, Helping Others Needing Our Resources, which is located in Middletown. So they'll all be there.
Okay.
Oh, and it's moderated by this wonderful family nurse practitioner, Daniel Mon, from St. Luke's Cornwall Hospital. He's going to help just guide the discussion about what we're seeing as far as opioid use and overdoses in the Hudson Valley, what treatments are available, and talk harm reduction. And really, I want to talk progressive drug policy because things need to change.
Okay, so it'd be great to see some politicians there, other professionals, folks in the community, parents and yes. relatives, and everybody who's been affected by the drug epidemic.
Yeah, it's free. It's open to the public. It's right after work time. Doors open at 5:15. We'll have wraps and desserts there for everybody, so come and eat. And then, we do want everyone to feel that it's a comfortable environment where they can ask questions. They can get information from the organizations who are there for whatever their needs are.
Yeah, this is a good place, a good way to find answers. Because these are the kind of folks you want to talk to if you have a problem or know somebody who does, you want to get help. It's at Grit Works in Newburgh, 115 Broadway, 5:15 Thursday night. Shannon Light, Nurse Light, thank you.
Thank you, Greg.